Uyraysa.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Tesamah Beis. We're holding by the Mishnah on Tesamah Beis. So says the Mishnah, Ha'ayisa Sukkasay Tachasay Ilan. If a person constructs his Sukkah underneath a tree, there's a tree that's hovering over his schach. So ki'ilu asa b'sei chabayis. It's as if he made the sukkah inside of his house underneath his roof, meaning that the sukkah is possible. And we'll see more in the Gemara's as to the exact reason for that. Sukkah gabe sukkah. If a person builds a sukkah on top of another sukkah, so sukkah al yoyna kshera v'atachtoyna psula. The top sukkah, assuming it's within 20 amos, is going to be kosher. But the bottom sukkah is going to be possible. There's a psul of sukkah tacha sukkah. We'll see in the Gemara and the Makar. A sukkah that's underneath another sukkah is possible. So the bottom sukkah is going to be possible. Rabbi Yehuda explains that im ain't yoyrim bel yoyna, so then atachtoyna kshera. If there's no people living in the top sukkah, so then the bottom sukkah is kosher. And we'll see more exactly what that means. It doesn't mean that there's no one practically living there, it means that it's not livable. If it's not livable, if it's not a sukkah, so then it's not a problem of a sukkah tach a sukkah. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Leishanu ela b'ilon, Shetzilasem ruba mechamasai. This that the Mishnah said, that if a person has a tree over his sukkah, so his sukkah is possible, it's only if the tree has more provides, if the branches of the tree provide more shade than it does sun. Because then it's considered an actual covering, and then your sukkah is underneath the tree, then it's a problem. Avuchamasai meruba mitzilasai, but if it provides more sun than shade, so it's not considered a covering, so then ksheira, so then the sukkah underneath is going to be kosher. Mimai, how do I know this, says Rava? Midikatani ki'ilu asa b'sei chabayis. It says if you build a sukkah underneath the tree, it's as if you made it inside the house. So lamali lamisni ki'ilu asa b'sei chabayis. Why does the Mishnah have to give this mashal? Listen, psula, just tell us the halacha, tell us it's possible. Why is it have to say it's as if you made it in the house? Eloha kamash malon. The Mishnah is coming to tell us, to teach us, di ilon dumya debayis, that the problem with putting in the sukkah underneath the tree is similar to the problem when it's underneath the house. Ma bayis tilasa miruba mechamasai. Just like by a house, a house is typically provides more shade than it does sun. Af ilon tilasa miruba mechamasai. We're discussing a tree in which it provides more shade than sun. That's when you have a problem with putting a sukkah underneath the tree. Ask the Gemara, V'chichamasa meruba mitzilasa mayhavi. Why is it any better when it has more sun than shade? Why is the sukkah underneath kosher just because the tree on top provides more sun than it does shade? How come it's tarif schach pasul b'hadi schach kosher? We're still combining schach pasul with schach kosher. A tree is schach pasul. While it's attached to the ground, schach has to be detached. So this tree which is attached, it's inside the ground still, so that's considered schach pasul. Now the way Rashi and Taisa seem to learn the Gemara is that we're discussing a sukkah that the schach kosher of the sukkah is also chamasa meruba mitzilasa. It provides more sun than it does shade. So we need to come on to the shade of the tree in order to have a functioning sukkah that provides more shade. So now the Gemara's question is that when the tree provides more sun than it does shade, why does I make it that the sukkah underneath is kosher? We're still combining schach pasul together with schach kosher because we need to come on to the shade that the tree is providing, which is schach pasul. So it's still a combination of schach pasul and schach kosher. So why is that kosher? And Tosis points out that we don't want to say that the Mishnah is discussing a case that the sukkah underneath is really tzilasa meruba mechamasa, that it provides more shade than it does sun. Because then what's the chiddush? Elamai, we're talking about the sukkah that we need to come onto the tree on top. The sukkah underneath is chamasa meruba. And if so, ask the Gemara, who cares if the tree is chamasa meruba? Lamais, it's still a combination of schach pasul together with the schach kosher. Says the Gemara, Amrav Papa Bishachavatan, that the Mishnah is discussing a case where the person then took the tree and he mixed it into his schach kosher. So he bent it down and mixed it in to his schach kosher, and in that way it's a taruvais. Being that it's a taruvais, so now we can view it as all being schach kosher. That seems to be the pshat in the Gemara, which is very interesting. The Yom Tov in Siman Dalet explains that this whole concept of bittul b'rayv, when something's bittul b'rayv, it's not the pshat that the miyat then takes on the status of the rayv. The pshat is that we could ignore the miyat, it's bittul. We don't give dinim to the miyat, that the miyat is now halachically considered the rayv. It's just it's insignificant, and we're allowed to ignore the miyat, but we don't give it dinim. Over here from this Gemara, when the Gemara says b'shachavaton, remember, according to Rashi and Taisis, we need to use this schach in order for the sukkah to be kosher. So who cares if you mixed it into the schach kosher, now it's batel. Lamaisa, you don't have enough of a shear of schach kosher. It sounds sounds like from the Gemara that we're giving the tree, even though it's really schach basel, we're giving it dinim of schach kosher because of the fact that it's batel b'roiv. That's what it sounds. That's seemingly what the Gemara seems to be saying. Unless you say there's a chakira nachreinim, if there's even a din not by a sukkah that you need to have schach kosher. It could be that there's no din by a sukkah that it needs to have schach kosher. There's just a psul if it has schach basel, but there's no positive that it needs to have schach kosher. So it could be over here we're not giving a din to the tree that it's schach kosher. We're just erasing the schach basel din from it. We're being mevatel the schach basel. Now mamel the sukkah's kosher. There's no din that it has to have schach kosher. It just can't have schach basel. And now it doesn't have schach basel because the tree is batel b'roiv. Luchar, that's what you'll have to say for according to the Einig Yom Tov. Mal Kapanim, the Gemara says that it's not a problem of being mitzdarv schach pasul to the schach kosher, because we're talking about the case b'shechavotan, where the person then was mevatel the schach pasul into the schach kosher. Well, frak the Gemara, b'shechavotan, if that's the case, so then maila meimras, and what's the chiddush? Then obviously, the sukkah underneath is going to be kosher. Says the Gemara, ma'u detema, I would have thought to say, nigzer hechad dechavotan, atu hechad deloy chavotan. That maybe we should make a gzera, a case where a person bent it over and was mevatel it, atu a case where he was the mevatelet. Kamash Malon, that we don't make such a gzera. Kamash Malon deloy gezrinan. Says the Gemara, Hanami Tanina, even this, that we don't make such a gzera of chavatan atu lei chavatan, that also we have a Mishnah already which tells us that. The Mishnah says that hidla les hagefen, that if a person puts a grapevine over his schach, now a grapevine is mechor belekarkos, that's schach pasul, and he bends it over his sukkah, vesa delas, or some sort of gourds, vesa kisum, vesige chal gabon, and he puts schach on top of that. Psula, so the halacha is that all these things are schach pasul, so therefore the sukkah is going to be pasul. Vimhaya sikuch harbe mehen, however, if the schach he puts on top is more than the schach pasul, aisha katzatan, or he cut down, he detached the schach pasul from the ground, so now it becomes schach kasher. So then the sukkah is kshera. So now, hechi dami, now what's the case of the Mishnah? Meaning when it says that if the schach is meruba, that the sukkah is kasher, what's the case? E b'shaloi chavatan, if it's talking about a case where he wasn't mevatel the schach ka'ilim b'shaloi chavatan, that he wasn't mevatel the schach pasul, how come it's darv schach pasul and schach kasher? So then the chayr, it's not batel, and we're using a combination of schach pasul with schach kasher. So that should be a problem. Alolav kishachavatan, it must be it's talking about a case where he was mevatel the schach pasul with the schach kasher, which and you see that we don't have a gzera of kishachavaton atu kishaloi chavaton. So that can't be the chiddush of our Mishnah on Tasama Beis, because we already see that from the Mishnah over there. Says the Gemara, ma'u detema hani mili b'di'evet. No, because I still would have thought that that's only true b'di'evet. That if a person was mevatlet, so then the sukkah is kosher. But I would have thought that l'chadchila, a person's not allowed to be mevatlet. Kamash malona, the person's even allowed to do this l'chadchila, which obviously has a lot of problems. We know that generally the klal is im mevatlin iser lechatchila. You're not allowed to be mevatlin iser initially lechatchila. But so the Achrenim already discussed this, as well as other problems with this bittel as well. There seems to be a lot of different problems with this bittel. But that's what the Gemara says, that you're even allowed to lechatchila be mevatlin the schach pasul into the schach kosher. Says the Gemara now, we mentioned in the Mishnah Sukkah Gabe Sukkah, we said if a person has a sukkah that's built on top of a sukkah, so the top sukkah is kosher and the bottom sukkah is pasul. What's the psul of the bottom sukkah? We said when we read the Mishnah, it's sukkah tacha sukkah. So what's the makar for that? Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Besukkah is teshvu, it says you have to live in a sukkah, Veloi besukkah shetachas a sukkah, you have to live under one sukkah, not a sukkah that's underneath another sukkah, Veloi besukkah shetachas a ilon. Again, it has to be underneath one covering, under one sukkah, not a sukkah that's underneath a tree. V'lei b'sukkah shebaseich habayis, not a sukkah that's inside of a house, underneath a roof. Frak the Gemara, I don't understand the drasha. Adarabba, b'sukkais tarti mashma. B'sukkais teishvu should tell us that you're allowed to sit in two sukkais. If anything, b'sukkais is mashma two sukkas. How could you darshin from b'sukkais teishvu, which is a lashon rabbim, that you have to sit underneath one sukkah, one schach? If anything, the pasuk's mashma that you could sit underneath two layers of schach. Says the Gemara, Amrav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, b'sukas ksev. Even though we read it b'sukais, l'maisa, in the Torah it's written chaser, it's written without a vav. And like Tosfos already points out, we mentioned earlier that even according to the Man D'Amar that says yeshim l'mikra, that we go based on the way the word is read, avada, we don't ignore the way a word is written. Since it's written without a vav, so that's how we could darshan. We darshan that you have to sit underneath one sukkah and not a sukkah shetachas a sukkah, not a sukkah tachas a ilon, and not sukkah shabuzeich habayis. You have to sit underneath one sukkah. That's why the Mishnah says that the top sukkah is going to be kosher. That has no problems. But the bottom sukkah, which is a sukkah tachas sukkah, so that's going to be possible. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, the Gemara Rabbi Yirmiyah said, that pa'amim shesteng sheiris, sometimes you could have a sukkah that's on top of another sukkah, and both structures are going to be kosher. Pa'amim shesteng psulais, sometimes both will be possible. Pa'am shetachtoinek sheir v'alyoin psula, sometimes the bottom will be kosher and the top will be possible. Mamish fakert of the Mishnah. And pa'amim shetachtoin psula v'alyoinek sheir, and sometimes you have the din of our Mishnah that the bottom one is taka possible and the top one is kosher. He explains, says the Gemara, Pa'amim shesteng sheiris, there are times where both structures will be kosher, will be a kosher sukkah. Hey chidami, what's the case? Kegoin shetechtoina chamasa meruba mitzilasa, the bottom sukkah is chamasa meruba, so it's not really considered a sukkah. Velyoina tzilasa meruba mechamasa, and then the top one has tzilasa meruba. The kaim el yoyin b'soich esrim, and the top sukkah is within 20 amis. So since it's really only the top sukkah, only the top schach is halachically considered kasher schach. So it's not a problem of sukkah tachas sukkah. So memela, the whole height of that sukkah is going to be kosher, being that's all b'soich esrim. So the whole height of that sukkah is going to be kosher. The bottom sukkah is not a sukkah shetachas a sukkah because it's not a sukkah. It's chamasam ruba on the bottom. So therefore, in such a case, both structures will be kosher. Pa'amim shesteim psulei, sometimes both structures will be puzzled. Hey chidami, what would be the case? Kigon travayu tzilasa meruba mechamasan. Both of them are tzilasa meruba, so the bottom sukkah is for sure puzzle because of the fact that it's a sukkah shetachas a sukkah. The kaimel yoina lamala measer mamo, and the top sukkah is more than 20 amos above the ground, above the roof of the bottom sukkah. So it's lamala measer mamo, so that has its own psul, even though technically al sukkah shetachas a sukkah, the top one should be kosher, but being that's lamayla me'asim amos, so that has its own psul. So in such a case, you'll have it that both the bottom sukkah and the top sukkah are apostle. Pa'amim shetachtoinek sheir v'alyoin psula. Sometimes you'll have it that the bottom sukkah is kosher and the top one is posel. Mamish fakert of our Mishnah. Hey chidami, how do you have such a case? Kegoin shetachtoinek tzilasam ruba mechamasa. The bottom sukkah is tzilasam ruba, so it's a kosher sukkah. V'alyoin chamasam ruba mitzilasa. And the top one is chamasam ruba. So the bottom sukkah doesn't have a problem of sukkah tachas a sukkah, because only it is a sukkah. The top one's on a sukkah. And memela it's kosher. The top sukkah is going to be posel, because it's chamasa meruba. So if you're standing on top of the roof of the bottom sukkah, you're not going to be underneath the sukkah. And says the Gemara that there's one more important factor, v'kaimi tarvayu b'soich esrim, that both sukkahs are not lamailo me'esrim ama, they're all within 20 amas. And Rashi explains that the reason for that is because if the top sukkah would be more than 20 amas, would be lamailo me'esrim ama, so then the bottom sukkah would have a problem, because then it has schach pasul being mixed together with its schach kosher. So that's why it has to be that the top sukkah is not lamayla me'asr mamo. Says the Gemara, Pamim shal yoyne ksheira v'atachtoyne psula. Sometimes we'll have the regular din that the top sukkah is kosher and the bottom sukkah is posel. Hechidami, that's the standard case. Going to tarvayu tzilasam ruba mechamason v'kaim el yoyne b'seich esrim. If both sukkahs are completely regular kosher sukkahs, they're both tzilasam ruba, they're both b'seich esrim, so then the bottom sukkah is a problem of sukkah tachas a sukkah, so the bottom sukkah is going to be posel, and the top sukkah is a regular kosher sukkah, so the top sukkah is going to be kosher. Says the Gemara, now pshita, l'chayra, all these different halachas that Rav Yirmiyah told us, they're all obvious if you make the cheshbon, so it's pasha that this is what comes out. Says the Gemara, tachtoinek sheira v'alyoin psula tzrichalei. Rav Yirmiyah's biggest chiddush was to teach us about the case of where the bottom sukkah is going to be kosher and the top sukkah is going to be pasul. Ma'u detayim, I would have thought to say, and again, what's that case? That's the case that we said that the bottom sukkah is tzilasa meruba, so it's it's a kasher sukkah, and it's underneath the top sukkah, which is chamasa meruba. So it's only one sukkah; it's not underneath another sukkah. And we also pointed out that even the top sukkah is b'seich asrim, because if it would be l'mayla mi'asrim, so it would be a problem of combining schach pasul with schach kasher. That was Rabbi Yirmiyah's big chiddush, because now with the team, I would have thought to say nigzer dilma mitzdarif schach pasul badi schach kasher. We should have been geyser that the bottom sukkah is pasul, up to a case where you're going to have a tziruv of schach pasul with the schach kasher, meaning up to a case where the top sukkah will be l'mayla me'asrim amu. Kamash malon that we don't make such a gzeira. So it comes out that's really the biggest, that's really the chiddush that Rabbi Yirmiyah was telling us in these four cases, was really for that third case.